With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Another big government funding bill in the works. Congressional leaders have agreed on a $1.6 trillion package to keep the government going beyond the middle of the month. The Congressional Freedom Caucus not happy with the blueprint, which is being applauded by President Biden. House Republicans moving ahead with efforts to impeach the top Biden border official.
Later this week, a House committee will hold a hearing related to impeachment allegations against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Republicans claim he has been derelict in his duty of managing the U.S.-Mexico border. Here at the White House, the chief spokesperson said President Biden has confidence in Mayorkas. Karine Jean-Pierre also dismissed the impeachment allegations as a political stunt. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Former Vice President Pence is warning that the Biden administration's open border policies could result in Hamas-style terror attacks here in America. In a weekend interview with Jerusalem news site AllIsrael.com, Pence says President Biden is putting the American people in danger of allowing foreign terrorists to enter the USA through the virtually unsecured southern border with Mexico. After touring some of the Israeli communities invaded by Hamas terrorists on October 7th, Pence says that he found the carnage worse than in any conventional battlefield. He added, this was not the aftermath of war, it was the aftermath of evil. Also at SRNnews.com, cleanup, the order of the day across parts of New England buried under more than a foot of snow from that weekend nor'easter. Add to that ice and high winds. Heavy rain expected tomorrow and Wednesday could unleash flooding. Out west, parts of the Sierra Nevada got clobbered by powerful winter storms over the weekend. Watching Wall Street, stock futures in the red this morning. Dow futures are down 183 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on transgenderism.
A new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute finds that 54% of the general population believes that people pushing for the so-called rights of transgender individuals have gone too far. 43% disagree. 80% of white evangelicals agree that transgender pressure groups have gone too far these days, as do 67% of white Catholics and 57% of white mainline Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Muslim terror group has killed three more Christians in western Uganda. Members of the Allied Democratic Forces organization carried out the killings just a week after 10 people were murdered in the same area. The ADF also operates in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and Ugandan officials say they're working with DRC leaders to try to track down the killers. Muslim terrorism has been on the rise in sub-Saharan Africa for more than a decade. This is SRN News. All Boeing 737 MAX 9 jets grounded for inspection following a Friday night incident.
The Alaska Airlines plane turned around shortly after takeoff, making an emergency landing at Portland Airport. Elizabeth Lee was one of 177 aboard. She spoke with KGW.
We're like a boom, and I look up, and the air masks are like out, popped down, and I look to my left. And there's just this huge, like, gaping hole.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says headrests and part of a seat back were missing from 25 and 26A, and there were clothes strewn about.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic.
She says Boeing 737 MAX 9s have extra emergency exits, but airlines with fewer seats can plug those doors, and the NTSB is investigating what happened with this door plug. I'm Julie Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.